All right, so we are going to, let's give it up for Noah here. You're looking for the weapon, the wand of power. Let me turn it on for you. Okay, I want you to come over here so people can see you. Now, he's going to share something with you. He's just ready, so I'm just, go.
My name is Noah. And thank you for being at church today. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord. Jesus, give thanks to God, the Father, through him. Colossians 3:17.
All right. Thank you, buddy. Well done. Good job, bud. All right, so we are going to be talking about Thanksgiving this morning here in our family service as we are coming up on this wonderful time of year. We want to slow down. I'm sure a lot of you guys have busy weeks planned. You may be taking a vacation, maybe going to visit for the holidays somewhere, maybe hosting people, and then it just gets real busy real quick. So as we're starting into this this week and this wonderful Thursday coming up, where we eat so much turkey, it puts us to sleep. That is a little bit of heaven. I want to slow down and take us to this verse and this theme. Thanksgiving is actually an incredible gift that God has given his kids. As this verse says here in Colossians 3:17, in whatever you do, in word or deed, whether you're watching football, whether you're eating too much turkey, whether you're taking a nap, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord and give thanks to God the Father through him. In everything you do, give thanks. And so obviously, as we come to Thursday and Thanksgiving, we think about those things. But what I just want to emphasize for us this morning is that this goes far beyond the turkey and the football and the food comas, that there is actually this reality that God's people are invited and commanded to be a people of thanksgiving. We're actually made to be known for the way in which, with authentic hope, we give thanks all the time. In everything we do, we're giving thanks. And that just stands out. That's far more than a Thursday once a year. It's far more than a couple days a year. Giving thanks in all things. That's describing an atmosphere. It's describing an ethos, a culture, a way of life. That Thanksgiving is not simply meant to be something we think about for a couple days, but it's actually something that's practiced all the time. And I just want to spend a few minutes this morning with our whole families together, and just want to dig into God's word a little bit and practice it right now with the idea that as we are discipling our kids, as we are discipling families, as we are part of extended spiritual families, that God has invited us and challenged us to be a people that would be known for being thankful. And it's an authentic Thanksgiving. It's not I'm pretending, I'm sticking my head in the sand, I'm pretending I don't have any problems, I'm pretending the world is perfect. That's none of what God calls us to. He calls us, in fact, to be the most authentic people on the planet. But we're also, through Christ, possible for us to be the most hopeful, thankful people on the planet for what Christ has done, for what he's gonna do, for where we're going, for what we've been forgiven for what he's already done in our lives, for the promises that are coming our way. And so we, as Paul says in Romans 15:13, we have the privilege to be people that are abounding in hope. Hope is that expectation of good things that are coming, and we have the privilege to be abounding, overflowing. And as that's there, then there's also a thanksgiving right there with it where we can thank God in everything. And so I want to take us to a couple of these scriptures, and then we're gonna practice it. So if Miss Sarah can come on up here, we've got a wonderful scripture from her. Yeah.
Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. 1 Thessalonians 5:18.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, sir. That was beautiful. Well done. Yes, Sarah. So that kind of takes it to a whole nother level. It just doesn't say always be giving thanks, but it says in all circumstances. So the first verse we read said, in everything that you do, give thanks. This one then ups the ante, ratchets it up and says, in all things, in all circumstances, give thanks. For this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. That's an amazing verse. God's will for your life is that you would be full of gratitude in all circumstances. And I want to point out one little word in there. Thank goodness it doesn't say give thanks for all circumstances. It says give thanks in all circumstances. Because that's a big difference. One of the things we've been talking about recently is learning to trust in God's goodness. That God is good and only good. And that God has the power to redeem. We sang about it this morning, and that was kind of just a fun little spontaneous moment, just not planning that, but just wanting as a people to learn to practice that we would soak in the reality that God has the power to redeem everything. So all things can work together for good because of God's redeeming power. And that's an undercurrent right in this verse here. That God's not saying give thanks for all things as if God's doing it all, because there is some bad stuff in the world. There is some evil that takes place, right? Jesus said the enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy. And he's trying to prowl around like a roaring lion to devour people. There is evil that takes place. There is calamity. There is disaster. There are bad things that happen. And so God's not saying give thanks for all those things. Jesus has come to give the abundant life. And what Paul does say, because of the rock solid hope of the redeeming power of God, we can give thanks in all things. Think about that. That's a huge difference. Not for all things, but in all things. And that's what I want to challenge us. Can we be thankful in all things? Well, how can I be thankful when this situation is so hard? You're thanking God ahead of time because his will is to heal, to transform, to redeem. And by thanking God in all things, you are declaring your hope, your trust in God's power, no matter how bad a situation is, no matter how dark it is, you can trust in God's power. God is on your side. God is for us, not against us, and he desires to heal, redeem, and restore. So I can give thanks in all things. Even if a bad thing's going on, I can give thanks that God is good. I can give thanks that God is going to redeem. I can give thanks that God's going to restore. I can give thanks that God came to die on the cross so that Jesus' words can come true, that he came to give us the abundant life, where more of heaven's goodness transforms our reality now. And so no matter what's going on, I can give thanks. How beautiful will that be when we grab a hold of that? How beautiful will that be? I mean, there is a world that is so cynical. Cynicism sells. Fear sells. It doesn't take long to look around our world to find cynicism all over the place. Doom and gloom. It's bad. It's going to get worse. And letting those things become our reality, letting those things become the place where we dwell. How beautiful can it be when the Church of Jesus Christ can stand out in a world that's so full of cynicism, so full of doubt, so full of negativity, so full of depression, so full of anxiety, so full of despair? When we grab hold of who God is in such a way, in God's goodness, in God's character, in God's promises, that we can legitimately and genuinely give thanks in all things because of our trust in who God is. That's incredible. Talk about shining. Jesus says, you're meant to shine. You're meant to be the light of the world. Well, that'll shine. And this is not a naive, I'm an ostrich with my head in the sand, I'm denying problems, I'm denying hard things. No, it's just saying God is bigger than my problems. God's promises are bigger than my problems. So in every circumstance, I can genuinely give thanks because of the goodness that's coming my way. Evil does not rule the day. Problems do not rule the day. God is bigger than it all. His promises are incredible. His will is to transform my current reality to be a greater taste of heaven's goodness. And that's where the church gets to shine. So I would encourage us, practice this. Practice this. This is a discipline. And for those who have kids in the room, for those who are parents here, maybe your kids aren't in the room, but you're a parent, this is something that's massive. Massively important as we disciple our families, as we disciple our extended families, as we influence our peers, as we influence our work group. This is the kind of stuff that changes the atmospheres of workplaces, that changes the atmospheres of homes. It doesn't stick our head in the sand. It just says, man, God is good and God is bigger. And I'm trusting him and I'm waiting on him. This will change our entire outlook on life and usher in and welcome in more of God's goodness. I want to get real nitty-gritty here. How do we practice this? Because this is a discipline. This is a choice. As hard things scream at us every day, we're not denying those things. As problems are there, as difficult circumstances are real, and we make the choice, no, I'm going to give thanks, not for all this, but in all this. I can give thanks for all the good that God has done. I can give thanks for all the promises that are coming. I want to read us one last scripture verse, and then we're just going to practice a little bit right now. Actually, I'm not going to read it. Addie, come on up here.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies. For he has gathered the exiles from many lands, from east and west, from north and south. Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless. Hungry and thirsty, they nearly died. Lord, help, they cried in the trouble, and he rescued them from their distress. He led them straight to safety, to a city where they could live. Let them praise the Lord for his great love and the wonderful things he has done for them. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. Some sat in darkness and deepest gloom, imprisoned in iron chains of misery. Psalms 107, 1 through 10.
All right, thank you very much. Good work. Some super, super important principles in this. Give thanks to the Lord. He is good and love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord tell their story. Tell their story. To who? To one another. To yourself. How do you foster an attitude of gratitude? How do you foster that being willing or that ability to give thanks in all things? This is showing here that one major practice that's so important is practice recounting, telling the story of God's past goodness in order to foster present gratitude. Over one-fifth of the Psalms, which are the prayers of God's people, they are recounting God's past goodness. They're telling specific stories to one another. It's not like God needs to be reminded. They're singing it over themselves. It's like, remember that God did this. Because how many of you ever forget God's goodness? How many of you ever get in a situation and you're like, this is so hard. What do I give thanks for? I don't know. This situation is so hard. I don't think God's ever done anything for me. Right? You feel that in the present moment. Your present situation is so overwhelming that you just, everything that's happened just has gone out the window. And you feel like God's never come through before. That is easy to do when hard circumstances are coming. That's why the people of God here show us that a practice that's good for the soul, that fixes our minds on the reality of who God is to practice telling each other the stories of what God has done. In other words, you recount God's past goodness in order to help foster the appropriate present gratitude. I can give thanks, God, that you're going to come through. You've done it before, you can do it again. Therefore, I give thanks. You've done it before, you'll do it again. That's why, real quick, just some of those Old Testament stories, God says, build an altar here. Put these stones here. Mark this as a remembrance stone. Why? So that when your kids walk by, you can tell them, this is the story of when God did this and when God did that and God saved us here and God redeemed us here. Never forget. There is a temptation to forget what God has done. Remember, remember. That's all over the Psalms. And so I want to encourage us. Are we practicing? Are we remembering? When we start our prayers, Give thanks. Thank you, God, for what you have done. Keeping it on our lips. And have your story ready to tell. If you're a follower of Christ, you have the greatest story ever to tell. You are thankful that Christ went to the cross on your behalf. He took what you deserve so you could get what he deserves. As Jesus said, God's pleasure, it's God's joy to give you his whole kingdom. You don't deserve that. How is that possible? Because Christ took what we deserve so we can get what he deserved, the whole kingdom of God as our inheritance. We're co-heirs with Christ, as the Bible says. That's enough right there. In any day, in any moment, to fill us up with the reality, thank you, God, of who I am in your eyes. Thank you that I am a beloved child of God that has my eternity secure now and forever, and that your desire is to give me your whole kingdom to transform my world, starting now and welling up into eternity. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. But God also likes to get real nitty-gritty. He's so personal. He knows you by name. He knows the hairs on your head. And that's when the Bible tells us that. That's not just so we can be impressed with God's incredible knowledge. That's because God, Jesus, is trying to make a point of how personally and intimately he cares about you and your circumstances. If it matters to you, it matters to God. And God wants you to not only be part of the big redemption story, that you're part of the redeemed family that inherits with Christ the kingdom, but the very personal, very, very personal redemption story. That God knows you. He knows your hurts. He knows the challenges. He knows where you've been. He knows the pains and the difficulties. And God has a heart to heal and redeem and restore. So that you have also a very, very, very personal story that you know and that you can share with those close to you. This is how God has shown me his goodness. This is the personal love. This is how God has shown that he knows me better than I know myself, that he cares about me and my good more than even I do. He is the perfect heavenly parent. And when those stories have happened, guys, share them and keep sharing them. Share them until your kids are like, oh, I know that story. I know that story of God's awesomeness, okay? I know that story of God's miraculous power. They may be frustrated, but they know. And that's building into them the reality that God is good and we can give thanks in all things, and circumstances and problems do not rule the day. God's promise and God's power rules our life. That's better than them having all sorts of negativity and hopelessness and despair filling their minds and their future. So this is where we practice. We recount God's past goodness. And what that also does, it not only fosters present gratitude, but it also fosters future hope. Kind of as I've already said, if God's done it before, he can do it again. And that's how another way that helps us give thanks in all things. If we know our story, if we recount our story, and we've seen God do it before, then not only can we be grateful for what he's done and give him thanks in the present, but we can also give him genuine thanks for what he's going to do in the future. That's what faith is. Faith is this future-oriented expectation of God's goodness, of God's promises that are coming our way. Based on what? So much of the people of God demonstrate that faith is built on his past doings. What he's already done. We trust his promises in part because of what he's already done. And so this is huge for us to be telling one another the stories in gratitude, in thanksgiving. So we're gonna practice this right now. I wanna take about five, six, 7 minutes in here. If you're an adult, you've got your lift notes, and there's a little place on the back where I wanna challenge you guys right now. If you have kids in here, bring them into this. Brainstorm together. And the kids may have got a coloring sheet that's got a list on there. One of them has a little tree where they can fill in things they're thankful for. Another one's got a little list. And then I would encourage you, parents, work with your kids. And just what are those things we've seen God do? What are those things we can be thankful for? And it can be super simple daily stuff that he in him we live and move and have our being. So there's a lot to be thankful for in that. or it could be those specific stories of what you've seen God do for your family. And if you don't have kids with you, then you can do it for yourself. If you're a married couple together, if you're just single today, if you're just flying solo, just what has God done for you, in you, with you, and to practice this. So let's go ahead, take 5 minutes. Ready, break. All right, we are going to close our time with hearing from you guys. We would just love to hear some genuine gratitude, things you've seen God do, things you're thankful for, just practicing that being thankful in all things. So if you want to share something, make it quick, keep it to like 10 seconds, raise your hand, and we'll just thank the Lord.
I've been praying for 3 years for a promotion. I've gotten smaller promotions, but there was this big promotion I was going for, and it finally came through this year. And then also that I get to go back to Africa.
So. Yeah. Awesome.
I'm thankful for my family.
That's solid. Good work, Dad. She actually likes you. Oh, and her sister. All right.
I'm thankful for my Savior.
Oh, dang. Homeschool, 2 points. All right, what else? Others?
I'm a guest here, but I thank God for this church, what it's meant to my son and his family, and what you guys are doing, and I know he's an addition to you guys as well, but I thank God for you guys.
All right, amen. Thank you. Saw one in the back over here. Pass that on down, Jill.
I'll start with first is I'm thankful that my son has this church to raise this wonderful family, and I'm thankful every day that God cured me or made me cancer-free 3 years ago, and I'm still...
Boom!
Just real quick, I was going to say, other than over here in our group, we brought up being thankful for Costco.
That is a gift from the Lord.
Yeah, yes, totally. Yes. So I'm actually praying for Costco, so... No, but other than that, just me and my wife, as you guys kind of saw us up there, just, you know, we're hitting a good, healthy rhythm and just a good stride in our home that's bringing peace and the kids. And so we're just really, at this season of our life, gelling. And it hasn't always been that way. So we're thankful for God for just the healthy peace that's currently in our home, and pray that it continues.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Oop, yep. All right. One more. It's the Justice Clan versus Stacia.
I am very thankful for the So MC. I just love being part of that group, and I'm so glad that Heidi and Lucy are two new additions to our family.
Awesome. That's good.
I am very thankful for many things, my family, but the Lord has blessed us finally financially. John got a different job. Although it is in Hong Kong, I know that God's going to work out those details later. But it's just a relief and a blessing. And on top of it, he blessed me with a job where I'm working with seniors that are so lonely and sad. So I'm getting paid to basically be a blessing. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Right behind you. Behind you. There you go.
I'm thankful for... In the last year, I was out of work, and so the church I was attending was really focused on pressing in, and just how I ended up at that church. The Lord really grew me in my prayer life and meeting Christian women, and then I ended up having to move out here and in July, and searching for a church, and ended up here. And the Lord blessed me with a really good job that it's in my industry and just what I've been doing in most of my career. And it's just, I feel like when we don't lose faith, and even if we do get discouraged, and just continue to pray and know that he'll, you know, just provide. He does provide, like, abundantly beyond what we imagine.
So. All right, yeah, that's a good one. Earned that one.
I'm thankful for the Elevation family here that's helped me through so much, the divorce last year, and making so many new friends and relationships. part of a missional community group and just really grown in the Lord here and is feeling the love and the acceptance. And my son Oliver being part of this church here with me, it's just really a blessing. I thank God for all of you guys. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Is there a hand here?
I'm thankful for my little brother Paxton and my big brother KJ.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm going to tell him you said that.
You know, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but two things come.
I'm thankful things, for you.
Two things come to mind. Well, more things come to mind, but two things that that I'll say. And number one, that my cousin was worried about something on my face going to the dermatologist, and she kept on me and on me. She finally made the appointment, and I went in, and he looked at it, and he goes, "Oh, that's nothing," and he shot it. And, you know, meanwhile, they examine your body, and he happened to find something that didn't look like anything but turned out to be melanoma. And through that, you know, was able to go in and completely have it removed and have clear borders, what they call clear borders, on it. So that was amazing. And second of all, and I think very cool, is that my wife decided to join Elevation Youth with us.
And yeah!
It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing in to the girls, too, and to everybody there. It's been a blessing, and that's awesome. Casey talked her into it.
All right, a couple more here. Some that hasn't gone yet.
Yeah, like Pat said, I'm thankful for a lot of things, but I'm really thankful for Casey, just an amazing representative of God he is, and that he has led me to God and into the kingdom, and I'm just, words can't describe the thankfulness of just that alone, so I'm thankful for that.
Thanks, man. You pass to Tom's.
I'm thankful for the cupcakes that Marisol brings to youth group. And that's it.
That's plenty. That is plenty.
I'm thankful for school. Beginning of last year, I was looking at going back to school and getting my MBA. And through that, my company in the middle of last year came out with a program where they pay for the whole MBA program. So I am able, I don't have to pay for materials or anything. It's all paid for. So that's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Got a couple more here. Yes.
I just wanted to say that I'm thankful for God preserving my friend's life this year. And I'm thankful for the Elevation Church family also, because when he got into his accident, I'm like tried my hardest to get in contact with Pastor Casey to ask for the church to pray for him. And I'm thankful for you guys' prayers, because he's alive and well now, and he's actually out of the hospital. And it didn't look like he was going to make it at all. So thankful for that.
Yeah. Saw a hand down here. Two more.
Just over a year ago, came here divorced, no possessions. And now I have a wife, a house, a great job. In school, I have everything. So just 1 year can really do a lot. You know, a lot can happen in your life. Amen.
Amen. Yeah. I'll come back.
Well, I'm thankful for so many things that God has done just in this year. It's been amazing. But just to kind of put a value set on it, God's really increased my relationships this year with other fellow believers and those on fire for the Lord. And just what a benefit that is to me and my family, and somewhere that, you know, a few years ago we were really lacking. And God has just really come in. And I'm talking about financials, but God has blessed us with something so much better of friends and families and those that we connect with, and that we just, you know, in our walk of faith together, we just bind together in the Lord. So it's just been amazing.
Amen. Yeah.
Biggest thing God's ever done for me was just the blessing of my kids. That's it.
Amen. It's a good one. All right, one more. Is that a hand? All right.
I just want to say I'm thankful for my family and the church, but really thankful to lead the children's ministry at this church. So,
yeah.
Thank you for letting me be blessed by your kids.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome. All right.
I've never spoke up at the church before, but I'm thankful for Elevation and for all they've done for my grandson Justin and my other grandchildren as well. And especially today, I'm thankful that Aaron Rodgers is still able to play with the Packers because he might win yet.
All right.
All right, so I just want to say thank you to all you guys that are persistent in coming to church and allowing me to get to know you guys, and it is an honor to be part of a small but large family. And it means way more to me to be able to serve you guys. I get way more out of it. And thank you for continuously walking in faith and showing God, like on an individual basis, of becoming a disciple, and then let's make more disciples. So.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. All right. Last one. I'm not looking. I'm closing my eyes after this.
It's important that we do give thanks to the Lord, you know, and give testimony, because sometimes we get going along and we forget that God has done some great things, but then we forget because of problems and things that come in, the enemy tries to attack us and make us feel like that we're not going to accomplish this thing that we feel that God's given to us. But I think, well, wait a minute, now here I've been in a situation where God is giving me my own recording studio, which I'm getting ready to try to find a place where I can do the work in recording and everything. And so people can come that want to do worship or want to put together their own personal things that they want to share with the Lord, you know. So I thought, I need to be more thankful even though in the middle of circumstances. I may not like my circumstance maybe, but in a circumstance, I'm thankful for God is still working things out for me. So I must testify.
That's good. Thank you. Yeah, thank you. All right. I need you to help.